Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to The Good Life. Only got a few minutes to go, and on the phone with me is Tom Brown. Him and his wife Gina have put together Meadowlark Farms. It's off of Santa Fe Lake Road and 160th South in Rose Hill. Tom, I have just pulled the tops off of two of your products. One I had not had before. Tell us a little about the Stornella's Reserve.
So Stornella's Reserve is a kind of a thing that we do to identify, just label small batches of interesting ciders. And so that one, that batch number is 717. And it is entirely made from English and French cider apples that we grow at the orchard. So those are, it's a funny little thing because I gathered all those fruit in 2017. And I meant to do this, but I lost track of what was what. And so it's probably six different kinds of cider apples mixed all together. And their names are funny that cider aficionados would know of, like Dabinette and Binette Rouge and Chiseled Jersey and Wixen and a little bit of Cox Orange Pippin. And let's see, there's one other that I'm forgetting. But they're apples that are actually intended only for cider production. So in the parlance, they have different ratings in terms of how much tannin they have, or bitterness, or sharpness, how much acidity they might have, or they may just be a really, really sweet, high sugar apple. And so one thing that seems to be distinctive, and I honestly don't know if this is true, but it's that those apples do not bring a strong appley nose to the cider. And so when you drink it, you think, oh, well, so this could be some kind of a fizzy white wine. That's a white grape wine, maybe. And it's kind of dry and it's got a clean finish and it's pretty nice.
While you're talking, I'm just here enjoying it. And it could be in a champagne flute.
Yeah, it's a nice thing. And so when I first tasted it out of the tank, it was the first time that we had done a more than just 5 gallons with a White Labs so-called English cider yeast. And I was changing and just trying it and seeing how would this do. And always before I'd used an Australian kind of a more reliable, bomb-proof yeast called DV10 that was something that would reduce the risk of some off odors and that sort of thing in the must. And so we heard that this English cider yeast was out there. I got a sample, tried it, propagated it, put it into that batch of cider apple must, and my gosh, it had such great aroma even during the fermentation. There was never any sort of off smell, and it was really interesting. Then I forgot about it. I got busy with other stuff, so it sat in the tank for, we racked it and took care of it. But 8 or 9 months later, we tasted it, and I go, oh my gosh, this stuff is great. So that was really fun.
Tom, let me interrupt. I just want to tell you that We were enjoying that, but we're also, I opened up a bottle of Meadowlark Red. This one has a bit of sweetness. It's so good. And there's several other varieties, and I hate to cut you short, but once again, we're out of time. Tommy, thanks for being on the program today.
Hey, thanks, guys. Sure appreciate it. Hope to see you soon out of the farm. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
I'll see you out there. Thanks a lot. Folks, you got to go. Some of the local brew pubs have it. If they don't, ask them to get it, and Tom delivers by the mini keg. But you can get bottles out at Meadowlark Farm, and a Good Life guy recommends them both, the Fine and Dry or the Meadowlark Red. The regular gold is just a beauty. So enjoy it. Have a great weekend. Stay cool. We'll see you next Saturday.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.